With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Quite a night at the White House Tuesday as President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump have welcomed King Charles and Queen Camilla at a state dinner. Earlier in the day, King Charles highlighted the bonds between the two nations during an address to Congress, and he acknowledged the turbulence and the tough times.
Ladies and gentlemen, we meet in times of great uncertainty, in times of conflict from Europe to the Middle East, which pose immense challenges for the international community and whose impact is felt in communities the length and breadth of our own countries.
The royal couple will be in New York City later today in the first stop at the 9/11 Memorial in Manhattan. There they will be meeting with a number of first responders and victims' families. Former FBI Director James Comey indicted over a social media photo of seashells arranged on a beach that officials say constituted a threat against President Trump. Comey says he just assumed the arrangement of the shells reading 8647 was a political message, not a call to violence against Mr. Trump. The U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of North Carolina, Ellis Boyle, says Comey faces a two-count indictment.
In the Eastern District of North Carolina, it doesn't matter who you are. We take all threat cases seriously and prosecute anyone who violates federal law, regardless of title or status.
Things could get a little testy today on Capitol Hill. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth will be facing a number of questions at the hearing before the House Armed Services Committee. This is SRN News. Assisted suicide has been put on hold in the United Kingdom. Michael Harrington reports.
The House of Lords has failed to pass legislation that would allow people in England and Wales to take their own lives with the help of a doctor. Supporters of the measure are vowing to bring it back to the floor sometime this summer, but the procedural process will be tricky. There is strong opposition to the bill in the public and amongst pro-life advocates who point out other European countries that have legalized the practice have seen a surge in suicide. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. isn't the only country debating abortion these days. A court of appeal in Kenya overturning a ruling that affirmed the right to access abortion, setting up a legal clash that is likely to be appealed again in the Kenyan Supreme Court. Appeals court reiterated abortion denies the child the right to life as guaranteed in that country's constitution. This is SRN News. Thirsty for some new ways to grow, fast food chains are amping up their beverage offerings.
McDonald's will offer 6 handcrafted beverages starting next month, joining other chains like KFC, Wendy's, and Taco Bell that have elevated their drinks in order to draw customers away from rivals like Starbucks and Dutch Brothers. McDonald's will offer 3 refreshers and 3 crafted sodas. It's also adding a beverage specialist role in restaurants to focus on drinks. McDonald's CFO says the beverage space is growing faster than casual dining and has higher profit margins. Rich Thomason reporting.
Well, Starbucks, meanwhile, says customers are responding to improved service in its stores, which saw better than expected sales. That in the company's fiscal second quarter, coffee giant says sales were up 6.2%. More details at srnnews.com.